In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I by my virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And I heard the voice of a great multitude saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Amen.
The Lord
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee mercifully to receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and to also understand your grace and the power of faithfulness to fulfill the same. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading for the sacrament of the altar. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of the altar. What is the benefit of such eating and drinking? That is shown us by these words given and shed for you for the remission of sins, namely, that in the sacrament forgiveness of sins, life and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is a forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 18. Who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents, scorpions, and drought, where there was no water? Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end? And thou say in thine heart, My power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is to this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that you shall surely perish. So far the Old Testament lesson. The Epistle Romans chapter 12. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, and cleave unto that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, patience in tribulations. Continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not the high things, but condescend to men of low estate, and be not wise in your own conceit. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 2.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And then he said unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made wine, he knew not whence it was. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, Every man at the beginning doth serve the good wine. And when men have drunk well, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of the miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee do, and showed forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him. So far. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 496. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is A Sign of the Times, and it's based upon our gospel reading, and I would like to read a couple of verses once again from the gospel. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the wine that was now made tasted the water that was now made wine, he didn't know where it came from. But the servant which drew that water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said unto him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and then later that which is worse. But you've kept the good wine until now." So far, please be seated. The story of Jesus telling the episode of turning water into wine has had a rather interesting history. Some have used it to prove that Mary is the mediator, or the co-redemptress, if you will, with Christ for the church, which, of course, is nonsense. When prohibition was debated, the church was divided as to whether Jesus made wine or did he make grape juice. And when one studies this miracle, one can see that this first miracle of Jesus was a sign for the times of Christ's mission here on earth as it was revealed in Jesus Christ. We are told, "This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee." The miracle of Christ, they were signs of the times. Signs of the times in which he lived to show that he was indeed the Son of God, the Messiah. To those who were waiting for the redemption of Israel, they were events that revealed that the promised Messiah had now come. Now, turning water into wine is a miracle of nature. Nature does it all the time, through a variety of processes. But when Jesus Christ changes water into wine instantaneously, it is a sign pointing to something more, much more. It's a sign pointing to God's redeeming power. It says something about the man whose commanding word affected that change. It says that God is present. He's present in a unique way and for a unique purpose, and that is to change sinners into saints. You see, God does not do tricks. He takes the laws of nature much more seriously than we do, the laws which he has himself established. And when they are suspended or when they are accelerated, the miracle itself is a sign pointing to the one who performed it. The miracle at Cana was a sign for the times. It revealed to his disciples that the messianic age had now come. To the disciples, the miracle that Jesus performed at the wedding was a sign pointing to the arrival of the Messiah to usher in the kingdom of God. Once again, I read these words. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he didn't know where it came from. But the servants who drew the wine, they knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said unto him, "You know, at the very beginning is when the good wine is set forth. And then later, when everybody is half drunk, that's when they put out the worst wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." The miracle at Cana was not to show off to the curious. You see, Jesus had just passed through great temptations, tribulations, after his baptism. He was tempted by the devil 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus had to defeat every temptation that the devil threw at him. Because if he would have let just one temptation pass without defeating it, that would be the temptation that the devil would throw at all of us, and we would all be defeated. But Jesus Christ came to the conviction that through much prayer and inner strength, inner struggle, that the way of salvation was the way of the cross. It would come after much suffering, only after draining the cup which his Father had prepared for him. He must die. Victory would come in the resurrection from the grave. You see, Jesus changed water into wine in a way as to draw as little attention as possible. The servants who drew that water, now wine, they knew that Jesus had done this miraculous thing, but they were not told what. But we are not told what the conclusion that they drew. Why? Because that's not the point of the miracle. The text only wants us to know it was for the disciples that they believed in him. The disciples would have to carry on after Christ left this earth. Once again, this beginning, the miracles that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, to show forth his manifest, to show forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. That's the importance of this miracle. It was a sign for them that the man whom had called them away from their homes, their jobs, was the Messiah. The text only wants us to know this. It was for the disciples, that miracle, that they believed in him. Because the disciples would have to carry on after Christ had left this earth. Their faith would be put to a test many times. They would be killed, all of them except John. Why not John? Well, the only thing I can come up with is that John was asked by Christ to take care of his mother. That's why he was not killed. You see, the signs that point to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, are incomplete when separated from the cross. The cross is the centerpiece of history, B.C., A.D. It's impossible to discuss the miracle of Christ apart from the greatest miracle of all, the love that led him to that cross to suffer and to die on our behalf, destroying Satan, who has the power of death, so to speak, and ushers in God's kingdom of grace to all who believe in him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. This is not heavy theology. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but they shall have eternal life. Our mission today is not to perform miracles, because if that were our mission, then the power would be given to us. Our mission is to be signs, if you will. Signs to others that God has acted victoriously in Christ to redeem us from sin, Satan, and hell itself. People today still want peace, they want hope, and we all need forgiveness. God freely gives all of these through faith in Christ. Now talk about miracles, that water should be turned into wine. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. But that sinners should be turned into saints. is even a greater miracle. All honor and praise be given to God, who gives us the revelation of his Son and empowers us by his Holy Spirit to be signs to others. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. Me a clean heart, O God.
Broken and through my rise of grace.
pray for our communicants, but first, let's have a prayer on behalf of Cal Tooper. Their latest report was not the best. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, mercy, and healing on behalf of Cal and also his wife, Deb. Give them both the strength that is needed to go and face another round of whatever the doctors prescribe. It's not been easy. It never is easy. And there's always the temptation to, not trust in you as we should. Protect him from the devil's temptations and give him and Deb the strength that is needed to take simply one day at a time. And we pray that you work through the doctor's advice and the medicines given to him that will eradicate this cancer if it is your will. But above everything else, strengthen their faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because that is the greatest gift that can be given to anyone. We approach your throne in the name of your sons, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray, let us this morning experience the love that you have for us. Protect us from all impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place in your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. And please rise for the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. And now do we praise thee that you did send unto us your only begotten Son, and that in him being found in the fashion of man, thou didst manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ. name, Jesus Christ, you will do that for forgiveness of your sins.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart now in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Take and eat.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you, and the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of the mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.